Hello, this is Roger Jones. Welcome to episode 2 of my Inspiring Leaders podcast. This podcast shares with you tips, proven strategies, and inspiring stories designed to further increase your personal and business leadership effectiveness and success. To briefly introduce myself, I specialize in leadership development and deliver conference speeches, workshops, seminars, and coaching programs on this subject. To find out more about my work, please see my website, www.successtalks.com. That's SUCCESTALKS.com. In this episode, we're going to look at the subject of how to develop an effective elevator pitch. How to develop your elevator pitch. Now, whether you're an entrepreneur pitching for much needed funds, a CEO talking to shareholders, attending a job interview, or perhaps you need to persuade your colleagues of your new idea, it is essential that you develop an elevator pitch that's effective, will be remembered, and achieve your goal. The term elevator pitch gets its name from the 30-second opportunity you have to deliver your key message during a 10-story elevator ride. 30 seconds is the maximum time you have to hold someone's attention. In fact, the briefer your message, the better. If you're being interviewed on the TV or radio, you often only have 10 seconds or less to get your point across. Think about that for a moment. 10 seconds or less. That's not much time to get your point across and, importantly, be remembered. Now, here are some tips on how you can develop elevator pitches that stick and are remembered. Now, first of all, define your goal. What is the goal of your elevator pitch? Ask yourself that question. Now, I would suggest that no one is going to offer you the job you are seeking, if you're in an interview, or that $100 million investment you are looking for directly from your elevator pitch. So your elevator pitch must be designed to grab their attention and set the stage for follow-on action. Now, the next key tip. Know what you are talking about. Now, this may sound obvious, but if someone starts asking you questions after you've delivered your elevator pitch, you better be on the ball and know the answer to those questions, which could require some pretty detailed answers. Always think in terms of WIIIFT. What does that mean? Your elevator pitch must clearly state what is in it for them. Talk benefits. Always, always, always in your elevator pitch, talk in terms of benefits. Too many people talk in terms of features and advantages of what they are offering rather than benefits. Remember the difference between features, advantages, and benefits? Let's have a quick refresher. Let's take, for example, someone selling a light bulb to a factory owner. 100-odd years ago, when light bulbs were first invented, this new salesperson goes in to see the factory owner, who doesn't have anything but natural light in his factory. And his workers just work during daylight hours. Okay, so the feature. This is what the salesperson would state. The feature of this light bulb is it sheds light. The light bulb sheds light. That is the feature. Now, the advantage to the factory owner is that that factory owner can now run shifts 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. The benefit to the factory owner is it enables the factory owner to double, maybe even triple their revenue, and so retire early. So, always talk in terms of benefits. In your elevator pitch, you often have to state some pretty complex messages. But use analogies to make the complex simple. Always, always, always with your elevator pitch, try and hook them early. Hook them early. Get them interested in what you're saying in your first few words. I have heard some people deliver some very, very effective elevator pitches by saying something very, very slightly controversial at the beginning to hook the other person. Now, always write out your elevator pitch. Once you've thought of it, write it out, recraft it again. Get rid of surplus words. Check that you're stating benefits. Check that you're talking in terms of what's in it for the other person. Practice your elevator pitch and receive feedback. Ask your friends and colleagues for feedback. Ask them, as a result of listening to my elevator pitch, what further action would they be able to move to that follow-on action point that you desire? So let's have a quick summary for effective elevator pitches. First of all, define your goal. Know what you are going to be talking about. Think in terms of what is in it for them. Talk in terms of benefits. Use analogies to make the complex simple. Hook the other person early. Write out your elevator pitch. Practice, practice, practice it and receive feedback. Now, during your business day today, you are likely to be going into meetings, into situations, maybe a presentation, where you need to persuade the other person, get your message across. Think now about crafting an elevator pitch just to grab their attention. Always work on it. Elevator pitches can be highly, highly effective. Work on yours for your idea, whatever it is, that message you need to put across today. I hope you found this episode of my Inspiring Leaders podcast of value. If you have any thoughts or comments as to articles and features you'd like included in future editions, then please do send me an email at roger.jones@successtalks.com. Let me briefly spell that. It's roger.jones@successtalks.com. Thank you. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. Bye-bye now.